l'interrogation et les registres de langue. Okay? And more precisely, we will cover la langue soutenue, la langue courante et la langue familière. Okay? So, la langue soutenue, la langue courante et la langue familière. Just because, well, in most of the cases, if you want to ask a question, you will have all these options. So whether it's in a formal situation, an everyday situation, the last one, it's spoken and it's really informal. So I would advise you to know it and maybe not to use it. Well, it's up to you, but then be careful. Okay, so we can start right now. And the first question is, qui est présent? And so in that case, you can see that it's a normal way of asking a question. You will start with qui, who, est, is, présent, present here. Okay, so it's, well, a normal question. But then, of course, we can have these two other options, as I said. So the second one here is the more, well, common. So it's an everyday language. So qui est-ce qui est présent? And then the last one, qui c'est qui est présent? Okay, so this one, as I said, it's really spoken and not formal at all. So don't use that if you're not sure about the context or the situation or the persons that you are talking with. Okay, so I'd rather advise you to use the first one or the second one. Okay, so qui est présent, or then qui est-ce qui est présent? Keep in mind that we tend to use this est-ce que, est-ce qui? Okay, so this is quite oral in that case. Second question, so que fais-tu? Okay, so in that case, what do you do? So basically, we put the verb first and then after that we will put tu. Okay, so que fais-tu? Let's see how it will go if it's not as official. So it would go like, qu'est-ce que tu fais? Okay, so same thing. We tend to use this est-ce que. We add that. Okay, and the last one, tu fais quoi? Okay, so in that case, keep in mind that you should raise your voice at the end just to make clear that it's a question. Okay, then, à qui penses-tu? So in that case, it's quite interesting because penser, to think, okay, in that case, to think about someone or something should be constructed with the preposition à, so it's coming before. À qui penses-tu? Okay, and so if it's less official, then you could, as usual, add this est-ce que. So, à qui est-ce que tu penses? Okay, à qui est-ce que tu penses? Okay, and then the less formal, so the spoken way, à qui tu penses? Or then, tu penses à qui? Okay, so let's see them one more time. Qui est présent? Qui est-ce qui est présent? Qui c'est qui est présent? Then, que fais-tu? And you will get, qu'est-ce que tu fais? Tu fais quoi? À qui penses-tu? À qui est-ce que tu penses? À qui tu penses? Tu penses à qui? So let's continue. And then the next question, it is, de quoi parle-t-il? So, parler, to talk, parler de, to talk about, so what is he talking about? De quoi parle-t-il? Okay, so the less formal or the everyday way of saying that is, de quoi est-ce qu'il parle? Okay, so you can see one more time that we add this est-ce que thing, and then, de quoi il parle? Or then, il parle de quoi? Okay, one more time, be careful, the last options are really informal. Then, avec qui vient-elle? Okay, so venir is to come. Venir avec, it's to come with. Okay, so avec qui vient-elle? So it will be like, avec qui est-ce qu'elle vient? So one more time, we add this est-ce que, okay. And then, avec qui elle vient? Elle vient avec qui? All right. À quoi pense-t-elle? So we saw that penser is to think. Okay, so in that case, it's not to think about someone, but something. So à quoi pense-t-elle? Okay, and it will become à quoi est-ce qu'elle pense? Or then, à quoi elle pense, elle pense à quoi. Okay, so let's see them. And normally keep in mind that we should, you know, raise our voice at the end because there are questions. So I will raise my voice now. De quoi parle-t-il? De quoi est-ce qu'il parle? De quoi il parle? Il parle de quoi? Avec qui vient-elle? Avec qui est-ce qu'elle vient? Avec qui elle vient? Elle vient avec qui? À quoi pense-t-elle? À quoi est-ce qu'elle pense? À quoi elle pense? Elle pense à quoi? OK? Few more questions. The first one, comment s'appelle-t-il? OK, remember, so what is his name? Comment s'appelle-t-il? So that's the correct way to ask the name of someone. So if you want to actually, well, as usual, make it less formal, then you will have to use this est-ce. So comment est-ce qu'il s'appelle? And then the spoken way, comment il s'appelle comment? Okay. Où allons-nous? Où est-ce que nous allons? Où nous allons? Nous allons où? Quand viendras-tu? Quand est-ce que tu viendras? Quand tu viendras? Tu viendras quand? Okay, so, one more time. Comment s'appelle-t-il? Comment est-ce qu'il s'appelle? Comment il s'appelle? Il s'appelle comment? Où allons-nous? Où est-ce que nous allons? Où nous allons? Nous allons où? Quand viendras-tu? Quand est-ce que tu viendras? Quand tu viendras? Tu viendras quand?